It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. June is Internet Safety Awareness Month, and while many parents find it's important to monitor their child's screen time on the home computer, mobile devices such as smartphones and tablets are swiftly becoming the most prominently used computers in our lives. And mobile app usage may soon outpace the use of web browsers. So how do you monitor your child's internet use when mobile apps make it possible to be online all the time in any location? Pittsburgh-based software company AppCertain helps give parents a window into the behavior of the mobile apps their kids are downloading. I'm joined now in Studio A by Spencer Whitman, CEO of AppCertain. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me here, Paul.
If you have a comment or question for our guest, 412-246-2002, the number to call. What is AppCertain?
That's a really good question. So what we've done is taken the technology that businesses have had in order to make sure that their employees' devices are secure on the business network, and we've started to apply that to the consumer space. We have an app in the App Store that allows you to install what's called a security certificate. And what that does is it monitors every app that gets installed on an iPhone, an iPad, or an iPod Touch, because a lot of kids have one of those devices, whether it's their own personal or the family iPad, something like that. And then every time a new app is installed, we send a parent an update with information about what that app does and what it's capable of doing. So let me give you a quick example.
Sure.
There's a really popular app amongst kids and other people, but mostly kids, called Snapchat. Have you heard of Snapchat?
Snapchat, yep.
Yeah, so the basic concept behind this, and then this is what our email would include, is Snapchat is an app that allows people to share photographs and videos, and the intent is for them to disappear after 5 or 10 seconds. So most parents, when they first hear about this, if they haven't heard about Snapchat before, are immediately have warning bells go off. And it turns out that most kids use this as a fun entertainment source. It's a silly thing that you can do. You take a picture instead of sending a text message, something like that. But parents are very concerned, obviously, about the safety of their children with an app like that. And then we'll include other information in addition to the description, such as this app is able to access the camera of the device, obviously. It's able to access the microphone of the device. And we'll also say something like, this app is not educational. A great example of an educational app would be something like the Math Period app, which helps teach math curriculum to students. And we have a slew of badges that we attribute to each of the apps that we have, indicating what it is that they do or what's contained inside of them.
Is there an extra dimension of creepiness to some of this simply because the parents don't know any more than their children do about what is going to happen when they download one of these apps?
Yeah, that's definitely true. So a lot of progress towards security and privacy has been made since the first time the Apple Store opened up, right? So when it first opened up, it was really easy for an app to just start tracking your location, start serving advertisements that were completely inappropriate, et cetera. Since then, it's a little bit harder for this to happen. So now you have to explicitly give an app permission to access some sensitive resources on the device. But it's really, really hard for a parent or any consumer, for that matter, to actually figure out what it is that an app's going to do. More than that, what some researchers at CMU have found is that really the issue comes up when an app does something that you don't expect it to. Right? So a really good example of an app doing something you expect it to would be a map app, right, or a directions app.
You simply bring it up and you expect it to direct you where you want to go, and,
right,
and that's it.
And for that, you expect it to need to use your location, right? I mean,
right,
it's kind of useless to give me directions if it doesn't know where I am, right?
Right.
Now, an example of an app where that's completely unexpected is one of those simple flashlight apps, right? So the apps that make use of the flash on your device, they'll actually access your device's location. And when you tell people, hey, your flashlight app is accessing your location, that's when alarm bells start going off and people are saying, what? Like, this doesn't make any sense. There's no reason that a flashlight needs to know my location. And usually when an app does that, what we've found is it's not necessarily for some sort of nefarious purpose, right? So When we were talking earlier, you mentioned Angry Birds. Angry Birds used to check the location of the device.
Right, and that's a very basic game. Angry Birds, if I agree to download that app, the question becomes, what is my or my child's data being used for?
Right, and what we found is that almost all of the data that's being collected that's personally identifiable is used for advertisement purposes. And there's sort of a double-edged sword here, right? On the one hand, advertisers want to provide content that's appropriate, that's something that a consumer would be interested in. On the other hand, there's a clear legal barrier in the form of COPPA, or C-O-P-P-A, where advertisers are not allowed, they're legally required to not be able to collect information about children who are 13 or younger. And so this is why you have an age restriction for things like an iTunes account, for Facebook accounts, Instagram accounts, et cetera, because these companies don't want to have to deal with the legal requirements of supporting users that are 13 or younger. What ends up happening, though, is that you have kids that are in these age ranges that use the services anyway, and they just learn to lie about their age. And when you have a mobile device...
That's funny how that happens on the internet.
Yeah, kids are really smart.
Yeah.
And it turns out when you put this kind of tracking information, whether it's your location, whether it's your demographic, whether it's your gender, basically anything you can get, an advertiser can get in order to build a picture of who they're talking to, it's really, really hard to prevent advertisers from collecting that information for a child using an iPhone or an iPad, because the child's already either explicitly stated that they're over 13 and that it's okay, or it's an app that's simply using a built-in ad engine, and it didn't do any checking in the first place.
So bottom line, what does AppCertain do to improve security for families?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have an intention of creating communication within the family. And I'll give you two real quick stories on both sides of the coin. So on the lighter side of the coin, one of our parents, her daughter has an iPad. She's 10 years old, and she brings her iPad everywhere with her. And recently, her daughter downloaded, I think it was the Scan Your Boyfriend for a Love Test app. Yeah. And her daughter's 10, and really the rub is that she was over at an 8-year-old friend's house. And so... You know, this is one of those things where it's not that big of a deal, right? It's just sort of the content matter is maybe a little bit older than for a 10-year-old or an 8-year-old. But the parents had a really great conversation with both of their children and realized that now they need to talk to them about, okay, what does it mean to have a boyfriend? What does it mean to have compatibility? Stuff like that. On the other side of the coin, there are a slew of apps out there that are, and I want to quote, friend finder apps, right? So a very, very common one for gay men is called Grindr, and it's a social network for consenting adults to find other consenting adults. Now, the problem is that there's about 20 or so apps like this out there, and they're for straight people as well as gay people. And when you download a bunch of these apps on there, it has your location. It allows communication between strangers. It has the ability for you to upload photos, to chat with other people. And this is the type of thing that a child 18 or younger just absolutely should not be using. And so we're able to help parents understand what the apps that their children are downloading are, as well as what those apps are capable of doing.
So we're just about out of time. So if people, you've definitely established why there's a need for this kind of a service. If people want to find out more about AppCertain, where do they go?
Yeah, so you can visit our website at appcertain.com. And if you search in the iTunes App Store for AppCertain, you can download it. It's free to monitor one device, and it's very cheap to add a one-time fee to add more devices to your account from there.
And we will provide a link to that at our website at WESA.FM. Spencer Whitman, CEO of AppCertain, thanks so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. To hear any segments of the show that you might have missed or any of our past shows in their entirety, go to our website at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.